Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Say it ain't so, Johnny Mac. Boy, did I screw up. I'll tell you about that in the second half of the podcast. John Cleese said, I hear rumors that the devil feels the word hell has recently acquired rather negative connotations. He's going to change its name to Blissville. Speaking of Blissville, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio had unveiled the first vaccine mandate for private companies. Stephen Colbert said, that's the full range of New York businesses, from famous original Ray's Pizza to original Ray's famous Pizza Ray. A very New York joke. If you live here, you get it. He added, the only thing spreading faster than Omicron is misinformation from conservatives, such as Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had tweeted, every single year, more than 600,000 people in the U.S. die from cancer. The country's never once shut down. Not a single school has closed. Colbert had to remind her, because cancer's not contagious, you Nimrod. That's like comparing apples and oranges to cancer. Legendary football Hall of Famer and video game guru John Madden passed away. Frank Caliendo, known for his impression of John Madden, tweeted, I'm incredibly saddened to hear this. I'm kind of surprised at my emotion. And the Hollywood Reporter, I think it was, had a story from John Madden. I hadn't heard this one. Madden said, when Cheers first started, they wrote me in as the bartender coach. You know, I can kind of see it, right? Yeah. Madden said, I talked about it. If the thing fails, you're a failure, and I didn't want to lose. And if the thing won, which obviously it did, then I would have had to quit what I was doing, what I loved, so I couldn't figure out why I should do it. From Fox 10 Phoenix, your home for comedy news, Officer Paul Lee was on duty. He's driving around. He got a call, help with a disabled vehicle in North Scottsdale. He pulls up. There's a Tesla broken down, and he said, wait a second, that's Rob Schneider. And I said, wait, Mr. Schneider? Rob Schneider gave me the nod, and that's how we broke the ice on that. Rob Schneider said, Officer Lee was hanging there, and he knew some of my movies, so we were going over some of them, and he said, you'll be fine. It couldn't have been nicer. I love Scottsdale. It's our home. Officer Lee says, he was very appreciative. I would have treated any other disabled car the same way. Just happened to be that that was Mr. Schneider. Russell Brand has bought a pub. They've taken ownership of Inn in Pishill near Henley-on-Thames. You know that place. Nestled in the picturesque Oxfordshire countryside, the coaching house dates from the 16th century. It comes with a detached barn, which can host weddings for up to 80 people. The property has a large front paved patio area, gravel car park with 35 spaces, and a large rear lawned garden with 120 seats. Are you saying to yourself, wow, it sounds like he's at the end of the second straight holiday week and he's running out of stories? Come on, give me credit. Paul Reiser spoke to Forbes. They asked, who's the comedian you saw closest to nailing it in stand-up? Paul Reiser said, there's certain guys that are at the top of their game for a long run. You watch a Chris Rock special, you watch another one 2 years later. They're both great. They're both airtight. And you can imagine the night before and the night afterwards, and they were equally powerful. I've done even just a little pop into a club to do a set and can be a great response. And I go, yeah, it wasn't great for me. I didn't do anything new. I didn't find anything. And then there are other nights where the audience can be lackluster, but you go, I got something out of that. I think the ones that inspire me, it's really the consistency. It's never a great night. If you go back to Steve Martin going on The Tonight Show, you remember guys like Steve Martin or Albert Brooks, they'd be great every time. So you could with confidence tune in next time and go, I can't wait to see what he's going to do. Ask Men asked Theo Vaughn, who's a man. See, that makes sense. About avoiding a feeling of commitment. How does that tie back in your personal life, Theo Vaughn? Theo said, I struggle a ton with commitment. I always have. I hope to be able to have a wife and children one day, and that's scarier to me than anything. The hard part for me will just be getting more into a comfortable life path where I can find a marriage or something. I'm not really trying to create a relationship sometimes. I'm just using it more of as a comfort tool, but it's hard to differentiate between exactly what my full intentions are. I've also never really thought about my full intentions or had intentions to really settle down. Maybe I'm getting more ready to settle down is what I'm saying. Yahoo caught up with Terry Hatcher. Terry said, I started writing and performing my first versions of what I would call funny stories maybe 5 years ago. I was doing that with some really great comedic writers. We would do shows that were for charity in front of audiences of 300 or 400 people. That was kind of the beginning of me looking at performing a funny story. Not long after starting doing that, she went to a show in which her friend Ashling B was performing. She ended up meeting and unintentionally trying out some material on B's friend, Brett Goldstein. You know him from Ted Lasso. But there was no Ted Lasso then, so who the heck was Brett Goldstein? Exactly. Terry Hatcher said, I'd come from the gynecologist's office, and I don't know why standing and talking to Brett Goldstein, who's this lovely man, but I didn't know who he was because it was years ago. I started telling him the story about how I hadn't had sex in a long time, and I was potentially meeting this guy who maybe I was going to have sex with, but I hadn't had sex in such a long time. Imagine you're standing there and Terry Hatcher is telling you the story, but I hadn't had sex in such a long time. I wasn't sure if it all worked down there. Now you're like, what is Terry Hatcher telling me? I went to the gynecologist with that in mind. I didn't know how to ask the gynecologist that question. I finally said to him, does it look like a guy would have a good time in there? And he backed away from me, and the gynecologist said, Terry, you have a totally average vagina. Brett Goldstein fell out laughing and said, that should be the title of your one-woman show. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All right. We have a major scandal here at Daily Comedy News. You may recall on Sunday, I put out the list of the top 15 funniest things of 2021. You may recall on Tuesday, I put out a revised list of the top 15 things of 2021. And then I went on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News group on Facebook. Rob Fitzgerald posted, not to split hairs, but can your funniest thing of 2021 stand when it dropped on Hulu 4 years ago? I remember when it premiered and thought it was hilarious. Rob came in peace. He wasn't a jerk about it. I did some additional research, which I probably should have done in the first place. Rob Fitzgerald was right. Dana Carvey, Too Funny to Fail, came out in 2017. That can't be the funniest thing of 2021. That has made my entire list invalid. I am a fraud. Why are you listening to this podcast? I'm terrible. So now, obviously, that has to come off the list. Does everything move up one slot? If everything moves up one slot, then I would be telling you that being the Ricardos is the funniest thing of 2021. And I don't feel like that could slot in the one slot. It could hang out at number two. I was fine with that being number two. I was fine with Don't Look Up being number three. I might have to move up Jimmy Carr to number one. Jimmy Carr didn't come out to Christmas. So the new revised list, funniest things of 2021, is number one, Jimmy Carr's new special. 2, Being the Ricardos. 3, Don't Look Up. Then Jim Gaffigan's new special, George Lopez Tacos, John Mulaney, Dave Chappelle, Tim Dillon's podcast, Nate Bargatze's special, Phil Wang's Philly Philly Wang Wang, Tim Heidecker's Joe Rogan parody, SNL's James Austin Johnson, who I always want to call James Austin Green because I watch too much 90210, and Bowen Yang, Ted Lasso, Hacks, and What We Do in the Shadows. Hopefully, that is the last revision. But the next time you make a list and you go on Hulu and you see something posted in March, you might want to fact check it, Johnny Mac. I apologize, audience. So now, ironically, I'm going to ask you to vote for me in the Worldwide Comedy Awards. You got until midnight New Year's Eve. Worldwide Comedy Awards are several categories. The category we're focused on here, folks, Best Podcast. There are several nominees, but screw those guys. Vote for Daily Comedy News, despite me not knowing what year specials come out in. WorldwideComedyAwards.com/vote. The Interabang did 11 innovators who changed comedy in 2021. Let's skim this. I'm not going to read the whole list, but some things caught my eye. Chris Gethard's New Jersey is the World. Is Chris trying to narrowcast, or is he bringing New Jersey to the rest of the country? Maybe both, but it's All Things New Jersey Podcast is more than a single show dedicated to his home state. It's a little network or an umbrella of projects celebrating, exploring, and roasting the Garden State. I was checking that out, and then too much of it was behind the Patreon, and I moved on. Forgot it happened, but that was fun. WandaVision's on the list. This next one's good, though. Dana Gould hanging with Dr. Z. It's Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes hosting The Tonight Show. The Interabang calls it Johnny Carson's Tonight Show meets sci-fi meets Planet of the Apes with a nod to Space Ghost Coast to Coast. Nailed it. 11 episodes. Guests included Bobcat Goldthwait, Patton Oswalt, Andy Richter, Will Forte, and even Dana Gould himself. Each episode is under 10 minutes. The first season was so well received that it kickstarted a fun season 2, raised almost triple the funds requested. That is great. Can I add that to the list? No. Lock the list down. Stop adding things. Someone named Petey is on this list. Petey went from a struggling musician who got his first record deal immediately before the pandemic to a viral comedy TikTok star. Yeah. Say Sam Morrill, Joe Firestone, Tim Heidecker. That's on my list. You heard that one. Carmen Christopher's Street Special. Okay. Melissa Villaseñor and Bonnie McFarlane hosting the Independent Spirit Awards. Yeah, it's her bang. Yeah. And number one, Audible steps up their game. Yeah. It's the end of the year. I don't come to hate on your list. I'll just say, yeah, a lot. You can read into that whatever you want. Yeah. From womenandhome.com, apparently a website, Prince Philip death joke on Netflix comedy special went too far, say viewers. This is from that Death to 2021, which I'm not even going to look at because Death to 2020 was so awful. In the new special, they show clips of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's interview on Oprah. Then the narrator talks about Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. The joke: after the interview, Prince Philip withdraws from public life permanently by dying. Millions watch the funeral of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah? One viewer said, absolutely tasteless. By the way, if you want to keep up on the royal family, don't forget I'm the writer on Palace Intrigue, a daily 5-minute recap of what's going on with the royals. That one's actually 5 minutes. I know this show supposedly was 5 minutes at one point and is clearly not now, but at one point it was. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get podcasts. And from TV Insider, looks can be deceiving, cooks can be deceived. It's a new competition. It's called Raid the Fridge, which dares contestants to create cuisine from whatever food is stocked inside a refrigerator of their choice. The catch, says comedian host Dan Adute, is the chefs choose their fridge based solely on the photos and magnets on the door. For example, if there's a lobster magnet, there's probably lobster inside. I hadn't seen Dana Dute's name in years. When I first started at Sirius, he was in the rounds. I didn't know he was still doing comedy. Glad he's out there. TV Insider says, don't worry, none of the cooking ingredients in the fridge have gone bad. Dana Dute says, we're not trying to kill people. This is a fun food competition show, not Squid Game. This premiered the other night on Food Network. And that is your comedy news for today. Even if I don't know what year specials come out, I suck. See you tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a die-hard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.